Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Don't worry, keep when you do those fifth string voicings, still put the root on the, still put your first finger on the root so your mind knows where you are. And it forces you to use, that's why I say use finger three.
Right.
Because otherwise it can be very confusing. But you're only going to play those times. And if you happen to hit the fifth string, no big deal. It's no big sin. The only reason I'm doing you the big, having you do the big upper strings is because there's more separation between you and the bass player and you and the rhythm guitarist. Here we go.
With,
question? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so, play with me.
Yeah, sure. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That home and practice it, but can I do one last thing for you to think about? You can start to really, once you get confident with the left hand that knows where it is, now you could start doing more stuff with the right hand. We're not doing anything really hard. We're actually doing something, I think it's easier. One of the things you'll find as you advance, you know, I say this to, like, what you do is actually easier, like physically easier than what you used to do. Like, I think what we just did is easier than, you gotta play on all six plus a few ups, you know, you're playing on like however many, like 1, 2, 3, two out of the, two thirds of the time you're also doing ups, so two thirds of six is four, you're doing 10 strums per bar, and I'm only doing two, right? Think about it, you're going 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, like that, and I'm only going 1, 2, 1, right? So I got it easier rhythmically, and I got it easier voicing-wise. I'm only playing the top four strings. I don't have to slave over bar chords. This is what you have to look forward to and as an advancing guitarist. Well, I always, especially with the, this is beyond the scope of this conversation, but like to the more advanced students who learn like super fancy voicings and stuff, the voicings are usually like, usually quite easy to play. Like that's a C, play a C. I know I'm digressing here, but that's right. All right, 2, 3, go. Beautiful big sound, right? Over. And all I'm playing is like two fingers, and it's just such an easy, like the things get easier. Like overall, all over. So doing a little mental work like this. So anyway, now that going back to the story is now that your left hand gets more confident on where to find the stuff, you can start getting more fancy with the right hand. Not more difficult, just more fancy. So for example, all I'm doing is arpeggiating. I'm still doing the upper four strings. But I'm playing three strings at a time, like string four, three, and two, and then the whole chord. Sometimes I just do two. So some variation of that. It's not too soon for you to start exploring that. So one more time, let's hear it. You could just ignore what I just said for now and do just the triads, but I'm going to do what I just said for the purposes of people listening, whoever may ever listen to this. One, two, three, four, five, six. Alright, wait. One, two, three, four, five, six. Good, nice job. Nice job.